It's amazing how the truth gets twisted over the years. Satan has really worked hard at it. You know, a little girl whispered to her mother during a wedding ceremony, "Hey, Mommy, why is the bride always dressed in white?" The mother whispered back, "Because white is a symbol of happiness. This is the happiest day of her life." The little girl thought for a moment and whispered, "Then why is the groom dressed in black?" You know, marriage is the oldest institution in the world. I mean, before there was the church was founded, before governments were established, even before Reinhardt Christian Church was built, God established marriage as a major building block of our society. You see, marriage was God's idea, not man's. God said in Genesis 2:24, He says, "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." See, God invented marriage in the Garden of Eden before mankind ever disobeyed. Now, unfortunately, the institution of marriage faces threats on numerous fronts. The American family is under attack like never before. I mean, the politically correct mindset today discredits God's intention of one man and one woman for a lifetime. I mean, many would rather alter the definition of family and minimize the significance of that marriage covenant. You know, this is the final message in our series, Biblical Correct, Politically Incorrect. You know, we have seen that much of what society embraces stands in opposition to the revealed truth of God's Word. You know, 2 Thessalonians 2:10 speaks of those who perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Now, not everything that's politically correct is bad. For instance, it's politically correct to practice diversity and inclusiveness, and that's good. I mean, racism is evil, and we should love and value all people. I mean, it's politically correct to care for the poor and the homeless, and we should be helping those that are in need. I mean, it's politically correct to treat the disabled with dignity, and with certain we certainly share that conviction. Still further, it's politically correct to give equal rights to women. And that's good. I mean, women should receive equal pay for equal work. They should be valued the same as men. I mean, those things being true, still much of what society believes today is contrary to God's Word. And today, I want to suggest to you from Scripture that there is only one basis for the family, and that is marriage. I mean, marriage between one man and one woman. You know, several questions are extremely important regarding this topic of marriage. I mean, why did God establish marriage in the first place? What is society doing to undermine it? And how should we, as Christians, defend it? Folks, our answers to those questions are pivotal to maintaining a healthy church and a strong nation. So first of all, let's look at God's purpose for marriage. You know, from the beginning of time, God intended marriage to provide several key benefits. And one is partnership with the family. See, far too often marriage becomes a competition between the husband and the wife. I mean, conflicts arise over paying the bills, balancing the checkbook, whose turn is it to fix dinner? I mean, you spent how much on those pair of shoes? You're going fishing again tonight? I mean, and on it goes. But listen, God's design, He designed the husband-wife relationship as a partnership of teamwork and cooperation. You know, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, after God created Adam, we read, "The Lord God said, 'It is not for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.'" So God brought man and woman together so they could help one another. So they could shore up each other's weaknesses and be stronger as a united team, and they could be then they could be separately. You know, verse 21 goes on to explain. It says, "So the Lord God caused a man to fall into a deep sleep, and while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and he closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man." See, notice the intimacy of God taking a part of the man to create a woman. I mean, marriage is a partnership, but it's not simply a practical, functional, arrangement. No, marriage offers the most intimate human relationship possible. I mean, over in Genesis 2:23, the man said, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. The man and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame." Now, I probably said this to you before, but I don't doubt that Adam said, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh." But I'm not sure he said that first. I don't think that was the first thing that he might have said. Maybe it was like, "Yes, sweet, wow, way to go, God." You know, think about it. Adam had been living in the Garden of Eden, mingling with the animals, talking one-on-one with the Father, and it really was awesome. But something was still missing until God brought another human being into the picture. You know, Tim Timmons, he suggests that Adam said, "I like her. Wrap her up, I'll take her home. On second thought, don't wrap her up, I'll take her home just the way she is." See, when a husband and wife truly become one, I mean, one in flesh through sexual intimacy, and one in spirit through shared faith, shared values, shared feelings, they are able to relate together in a way that's unique to every other relationship. See, God created us to long for that intimacy like that. I mean, certainly people who are single can be fulfilled and complete in their relationship with family and friends and the Lord. But there's a longing built into us which desires the blending of souls with one other person. You know, the LA Times, they did a survey not long ago asking, "What do you want more than anything else?" The number one answer was to be happily married. You know, recent reality shows on television like The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, Joe Millionaire, Meet My Folks, I mean, they all have one thing in common. Contestants are rejected one by one until one person is left, presumably to be the spouse to be. Even though people dumb enough to be humiliated on national television, acknowledge the natural longing to have an intimate, unique relationship with another person. See, God created marriage for that reason. Still further, marriage provides a loving, nurturing environment for children. Over back in Genesis chapter 1, 27-28, it says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, 'Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it.'" See, not every married couple bears children. I mean, some long to but are unable to do so. Others make the choice not to have kids in the interest of sanity. But most married couples and an interesting number of unmarried couples bring children into this world. I mean, according to the Department of Health and Human Services, last year, 1 out of 3 babies were born to parents who were not married. Now, folks, there are obviously women and men who long to have a spouse help them raise their children, but circumstances have dictated otherwise. However, God intended for children to be raised in a home with a mother and father, and when the home environment lacks one or the other, I mean, the children suffers for it. Now, it doesn't mean they can't survive without a mom and a dad. I know some single parents who are doing a wonderful